It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, December 27th, 2010. I'm John Moe. You might have shopped at Amazon.com this holiday season, but Amazon is more than a virtual shopping mall. It's a behavioral psychology lab, too. Amazon has a section called Mechanical Turk, where you can earn money by performing small online tasks, and you don't always know why someone wants them done. Dave Rand is a researcher at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He's been using Mechanical Turk to find out how people think.
Maybe half of what we do are these things that are explicit experiments. It's the same as what we would do in the behavioral lab. It's just that it's much easier and faster to recruit them. And then the other half of what we do are what they would call field experiments, where people don't realize they're in an experiment. You just post jobs that look like everybody else's jobs, but you are, you know, manipulating different aspects of the setup to look at how people respond.
Well, tell me about one of these experiments that has proven especially interesting or valuable.
One thing that a lot of people are very interested in is generosity and altruism. And, why it is that people are often willing to help each other, even at a cost to themselves. We've done some experiments on Mechanical Turk using both the classic lab paradigms and the field paradigm. So, for example, in the lab paradigm, you do something where it just says, okay, here's a dollar, because this is, you know, on Mechanical Turk, so that's a lot of money for one job. So you get a dollar for doing this task, and what your task is to choose how to split this dollar up between you and some random other worker that, you know, you don't know anything about. It's completely anonymous. And if people were totally selfish, everyone would keep the dollar. But in fact, what we find is lots and lots of people give an equal split or something in between. So the average donation is around one-third of the dollar, so like 33 cents.
So who are you learning about then here? Are you learning about society in general, or are you learning about this very narrow subsection of people who've chosen to participate in these online, you know, micro money-making setups?
The issue of selection bias is a big thing in all of this kind of experimental work. But the thing is, I think that Mechanical Turk is actually pretty good for this in that the vast majority of, you know, published research studies are done on college undergrads who are themselves a very biased sample. And don't get me wrong, I love doing experiments in college undergrads, and I do that a lot also. But Mechanical Turk has its own bias in that it's people that are doing these online experiments, but you get a lot of variation in age, in education, in income, and country of residence. Only maybe a third of them are American. There's a lot of Indians and a lot of people from all over the world. And so although you get a slice that's biased in a different way, it also gives you a lot of variation.
How is this going to change everything that we know about behavioral psychology in terms of what we've learned from experiments?
I think it's going to really revolutionize our ability to come to understand the way people make decisions. First of all, it's going to dramatically shorten the research development cycle and makes it just so much faster and easier to recruit many subjects and, you know, when you get an interesting result, to follow up on it. I think it's really a sort of paradigm shifting change that it just makes it so now you don't need a lot of money, you don't need a big fancy lab, all you need is a good idea and a little bit of startup cash and you can go and run experiments.
That's Dave Rand from Harvard. We have more about his work at marketplacetech.org. There were some hugely popular YouTube videos in 2010. There's Double Rainbow Guy.
Double Rainbow all the way across the sky.
Old Spice Guy.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me.
Three-year-old Justin Bieber fan.
Why do you love Justin Bieber?
Because he loves me back. Because,
you know, he loves you back?
Yeah.
More than ever before, YouTube has become part of our shared culture, and they have the numbers to prove that. This year, people watched YouTube videos 700 billion times. Think about that. That's 100 YouTube views for every man, woman, and child on Earth just this year. And we uploaded 13 million hours of video. If you sat down to watch everything added just in 2010, you'd be in your seat for 1,483 years. All this for what are mostly home videos. One of the biggest uses for technology today is to get past technology and just look at each other.
It's so beautiful.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.